Welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast, where SearchHealthIT.com editors interview leading experts on IT strategies for healthcare leaders.
Hi, I'm Don Fluckinger with SearchHealthIT.com. Recently, I sat down with Adam Wilson, General Manager of Information Lifecycle Management Business at Informatica, along with his peers Jay Hill, the Director of Product Management and Marketing, as well as Garland Lynn, Informatica's Director of Healthcare Solutions. We discussed the results of recent research Informatica commissioned the Panaman Institute to conduct, and the results were very interesting. They found that hospitals and other healthcare providers are using live patient data in their test environments for applications under development. And if this isn't a flat-out HIPAA violation, it's certainly putting a hospital at risk for data breaches, especially if they're not documenting the disposition of that data once they're done using it. So the Informatica folks offered a little bit of insight on why this is going on in healthcare and the sorts of things IT managers can do instead of using live patient data in their app dev test environments. Take a listen to this informative conversation.
So Informatica's recent research focused on healthcare software development and testing. What was so interesting about the topic that made Informatica want to focus on it?
This is Adam. I'll start off. I wanted to just, generally comment that, I think what we're seeing in healthcare is very similar to what we've seen, across a number of different industries over the last several years as things have, increasingly become digitized and, as large healthcare providers continue to try to automate their process and to try to do a better job of sharing information, across functional and organizational boundaries, we're finding that there is a much heavier emphasis on application development and as well as on analytics. And that requires a lot of development and testing as those products are both enhanced and extended, but also as they're tested for appropriate interoperability. And, what we're really finding is that there's still a lot of maturing going on in how those development and test environments are managed and maintained, and specifically the data that is used for development and testing. And certainly, there is a desire to test with very fresh, realistic data that will help ensure that these mission-critical systems and processes that are being orchestrated are as robust as possible. But that obviously comes into direct conflict with potential privacy concerns if real data is being used that is sensitive data as part of that development and testing process. So, we really wanted to zoom in and really study, that specific phase of the software development lifecycle and understand in the context of the healthcare industry, what were the best practices, what were some of the issues and concerns that that folks were facing, and really try to shine a bright light on, some of the issues around security that have really surfaced in healthcare in particular.
So while the average person or IT buyer might consider software development as something done by vendors, commercial vendors far from the hospital environment, you're actually thinking about healthcare providers themselves creating customized pieces of software for their networks and things like that. So healthcare providers are doing this as well.
Absolutely. And, it's interesting because, especially in healthcare, but really this is true across the board. There are more custom applications in the world than there are packaged applications that are provided by software providers, and it's not even close. It's orders of magnitude difference in terms of the number of apps. And I think that especially in this new environment where it's easier and easier to create customized applications to support specific workflow and business process, given all of the mashup technologies and web services technologies that exist, you're seeing an ever-increasing amount of development that's going on in-house. And so what we're finding is that, these types of best practices around how data is provided to those doing development, testing, training, is something that needs to be looked at very carefully. But even in the context of the packaged applications that a lot of these healthcare providers are implementing, those applications are always customized. Those applications are always enhanced and tuned to the specific business needs of the organization. There are upgrades to those applications that go on over time, and all of those things also require, rigorous testing before they're put into production, because clearly, as these mission-critical systems support the vital day-to-day functions of these hospitals and clinics and providers, there's no room for downtime. There's no room for these systems to be unavailable. And, when you're certainly dealing with health and you're dealing with the wellness of individuals, there is an extra level of scrutiny that's placed on the quality of those go-lives, and that absolutely requires that you're using data that is reflective of what you see in production. But our big concern is making sure that that data is not the actual production data, because that clearly creates problems if lots of copies of that data end up proliferating throughout an enterprise, and at some point somebody's a little careless with that information, or in other cases potentially does something malicious with that information.
Mm-hmm. Well, in reviewing the survey results, and you got about 500 healthcare IT respondents to shoot back responses, what were the most surprising findings from Informatica's point of view?
Well, I'll highlight one, and then if Garland and Jay want to add some color to this, they certainly can. But I think what was interesting to us was to see that really the biggest threat to data breach is more internal than external. And I think that, over the last 10 years, healthcare providers have spent a lot of time and money figuring out ways to secure their networks and ways to secure the data that lives in their production systems. But what we're finding is that it's your own employees and your contractors, again, who happen to have access to a lot of data that that are often your biggest risk. And I think that the attention has been so focused on external threats that people have not taken the time to think about their data security hygiene internally. And, certainly in light of what we've seen with WikiLeaks recently, I think we're seeing a shift in terms of where people are seeing the potential for data breach, and you're seeing that play out on an international stage right now. So I think it was very interesting for us to see that people are now taking a look at where data is landing internally, who has access to that information, how many copies of that information are proliferating, and is that data going to employees? Is it going to contractors? Is it being outsourced? Is it being offshored? There's a different level of scrutiny now going on that's well beyond just, making sure you have appropriate firewalls in place and making sure that you're encrypting data that happens to live in a production system.
And this is Garland. Let me add on to Adam's comments just a little bit. So one of the things that really jumped out at me was 38% of the respondents knew of a breach, but almost 78% weren't even confident they knew if they were able to detect data loss. So to kind of build on what Adam is commenting on, and then if you even kind of look at the survey of the high-tech breaches that have been published and out there in the news, almost all of them are from people walking off with laptops, missing thumb drives, or a variety of different ways that data has essentially left the walls of the hospital. But almost none of them are from hacked instances. And so I really, what caught my eye is A, that the breach was so high, and then also for those that, you know, didn't even know if they had a breach, there were a large percentage that weren't confident that they were even able to detect a breach at all. And so those two things really jumped out at me, and if you combine that with the fact that most of the published high-tech breaches you read in the news are essentially from laptops and USB drives and those types of things walking off, which really complements what Adam was commenting on.
This is Jay. One final comment, one thing that stood out to me in the research was that no one party seems to be responsible across the board for managing or protecting realistic data in the non-production environments. 23% of the respondents said that no one party has responsibility, and the rest were scattered around various departments. So what that tells us is that folks realize that there is an issue. They know that there's been data breaches, but without having one particular group or party responsible, that it's difficult to carry out an overall data privacy initiative throughout the organization.
So is there a lot more of this software testing and development going on in the healthcare sector right now as the federal government rolls out the new meaningful use regulations and is pouring billions of dollars into funding the growth of health IT networks throughout the United States?
This is Garland. I was going to comment on this a little bit earlier. You know, when Adam was speaking about a lot of the application development and deployments and implementation, I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head. The fact of what high-tech did and with meaningful use, I don't think I've talked to a single CIO within any integrated delivery network or academic medical center, which are some of the common places that Informatica talks to, but I don't talk to any one of them that isn't doing a significant amount of work around meaningful use. So that could be upgrading their existing system. That could be a full replacement of their existing system. Most of them had something in place, but all of them are actively have huge projects that are deploying things, testing new versions. And ultimately, the only way to test whether you know, a platform and process is working is to make it as realistic as possible. And similar to what Adam touched on, is you really can't do that unless you're using data that's realistic. And it's funny to kind of point out that it's actually very difficult to create accurate dummy data that works the way you want it to. And so that's, I think, a big reason why this is very relevant right now.
So aren't there easy ways to just use de-identified data, or isn't that good enough for testing, or what's the difference between that and the masked data that Informatica is talking about right now?
Yeah, so those are you know, essentially one and the same. I mean, our recommendation to the market and the solutions that we've developed are provided in a way that help to de-identify data, but still ensure that it is realistic and still ensure that we protect the referential integrity, so that when things are masked, they're masked consistently, and the applications that depend on that data still continues to run effectively. So, you know, I think from that standpoint, you know, our big push is to really broaden the awareness out there that there are solutions that can automate this process. You don't have to have data that's in the clear exposed. You can de-identify it very easily. And that really what we're finding is a shift, you know, away from trying to do this on a database to database level and to do it, you know, with custom code, which is difficult and expensive to maintain, but rather to look at, you know, putting in a solution that allows you to define privacy policies to associate the appropriate masking algorithms with those policies and then to push those policies down to the appropriate systems that you're trying to secure, so that as different organizations and different projects are coming to get cuts of data to improve, you know, their testing and training and development activities, that they can go ahead and get those in a way in which there's an audit trail for what they've received, there's an audit trail of how the data was secured, and in addition to that, There are capabilities that help with the discovery of the sensitive data to ensure that before it actually goes out the door or before it goes to the project team, that you know we have found all of the areas from a PII and a PHI perspective that would need to be secured. And so I think that's really where we're seeing the shift is a recognition that people need it, but then also they need it at scale, and it's not. It's not enough to try to approach this, one database at a time, but really starting to think of this as part of a thoroughgoing, data governance initiative that will ensure that they are protecting that information.
And what kind of things should healthcare providers be doing as far as agreements with third-party developers and consultants and other support organizations they might be hiring to help complete these software initiatives? What should they be doing to protect themselves against data breaches?
Well, I think that, a lot of the software development and testing or application development, testing, customization, upgrades, all of those activities, increasingly are outsourced and offshored. So that trend, has been around for a while, and that trend certainly continues. I think from our perspective, the best practice is to ensure that you never give live production data to a third party that has not been de-identified in some way. At least the sensitive data has not been de-identified in some way. And I think that's something that's both, the third party system integrators and others that are taking these projects are increasingly providing services that help de-identify the sensitive data because they recognize that that's a barrier to them doing their jobs effectively. But increasingly also a lot of the healthcare providers are finding ways to ensure that, again, as part of that policy-driven, auditable approach that, nothing is leaving their secured environment that hasn't, gone through the appropriate obfuscation and the appropriate checks. And, we think that that's obviously a practice that needs to continue so that, ultimately, once the data is masked, it essentially, from a security perspective, becomes worthless. And it doesn't, if the data goes missing for whatever reason, you're not exposed because nothing that you've provided is the actual data itself. It's all a realistic facsimile for the real data, which is enough for them to do their jobs effectively, but not enough for them to potentially put the business at risk.
I find this whole topic to be pretty startling myself. Now, I have my head in healthcare all day, and I don't cover any other markets, but maybe one of you can speak to this. Is this the way it's done in other verticals? I mean, for instance, if my bank were testing a new software system, might they use my balance and my social security number in testing it and it would be vulnerable like this? Or is healthcare sort of an anomaly because, maybe they're a little bit behind other markets?
Well, I think the answer is that there are markets that I believe are a bit more mature or further along in terms of their approach to security when it comes to dev, test, and training environments. I think that, certainly any vertical or any industry that is focused on or dealing with sensitive data, has to take security of that information seriously. I think, again, the big aha for us was that, the too much of the focus has been on securing the network and securing the production systems. And everyone seems to have forgotten the fact that, for every production system you have, there's anywhere from, 10 to 15 copies on average that are being made on the back end that are being used for all these other internal purposes. And I think folks believe that because these uses are internal and, that they're, whether they're partners or contractors that are doing some of this work, that that the risk somehow goes down, and we're finding that that's exactly the opposite is the case. So, I think that, healthcare is not not alone in this. We actually have a similar survey we've done in the financial services industry that we're going to be publishing shortly that reflects some of the very same trends. And I think this for us is an attempt to try to spread this message, you know, broadly that, you know, that this is something that the industry as a whole, or that business as a whole, needs to look very carefully at.
Well, this has been a very informative conversation today. I appreciate all of you joining me on the call. Thanks a lot for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast. For more information and resources about healthcare technology and electronic health records, please visit SearchHealthIT.com. Thank you.